That's how you used to look. See, that wasn't so bad. I mean, really, what happens? Lionel Richie is the perfect example also of someone who, what, has aged or not aged gracefully. I'm not sure I understand, Vias, and let us know. And yeah, it's this funny thing that people do. Hair implants are a big thing now. I mean, obviously, you know, you and I have fantastic hair, so we don't have to worry.
Correct, yes.
It's just, it's amazing to be us. It's great to be. But for a lot of people, this is a real thing. I mean, one of my mates is, he's very seriously considering it. One of our other friends has done it.
Correct.
And I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Better that than fucking hating the fact that you're balding.
Yeah.
And the old days, all you could do is wear a wig.
Yeah.
Now you go to Turkey for a couple of days. You come back with the...
You got your polka dots on your head.
Yeah, but it eventually starts working for you. So I don't really have an issue with
I think at the end of the day,
a guy who wants to spend money on hair implants. Yeah,
if you're doing it for yourself, it's perfect. I mean, at the end of the day, be happy. But if you're doing it for the opinions of others, I think that's where you sort of have to also draw a line.
I absolutely agree. Couldn't agree more. so let's take a look at some of the other stuff that's happening in the world quickly, because we want to just pay attention, make sure we touch on all the important things. So there's a YouTuber and a flat earther who traveled to Antarctica to test his theories, only to discover that the planet is, in fact, round.
Amazing. I'm blown away right now.
Right. I mean, this is just terrific. Wow. So this flat earther decided that they were going to go there. And if they were in Antarctica, you could see far enough along the horizon to not see a curvature. They were going to see it just flat. And then he would take pictures and he would take video and show everybody else so that he could travel on our behalf to Antarctica to discover that the Earth is not round. Anyway, the flat Earth theory, of course, you know there are people who believe in this, right? There are people who say that we live on a giant floating circle and that that is one of the circles, the other circles above and below, but that it's completely flat and that they've made up all this stuff at NASA behind it. You know, the flat Earth is, there are more flat Earthers today than there were before we had satellites or telescopes or space exploration.
Shows you they don't open their eyes.
And they're stupid.
Yeah.
Where people are getting dumber. So apparently the final experiment, which is a collaborative project between the flat earthers and the round earthers, aimed to settle the debate by observing a 24-hour sun in Antarctica. Content creator Jerron Campanella admitted to being wrong on camera and now believes that the sun does actually circle the southern continent.
Amazing. What
Isn't
a find.
That just great?
What a find.
Yeah, I mean, you would think it was enough, even back in ancient Egypt and Sumeria, when you could look up and you could see the moon and you could see the sun and you could tell they were round. And maybe the chances were that the Earth was too.
It was questionable.
Just,
you know,
even for people who didn't have much of an education. But there we go. So that's good news. So another flat earther has been proved wrong, and that's enough for me. Speaking of the moon and the sun and all of that stuff, some people are very excited about the upcoming new year, what it's going to mean, what that means for them. And we're going to be joined in a short while by Brad, who's going to tell us our futures. He's going to tell us a little bit about what next year has in store. Not so much the astrology stuff, but much more the numerology stuff. He's also a Reiki master and a whole bunch of other things too. So we'll talk to him. And by the way, Brad's been on the show before, so we're excited to have him back. Yeah, bring him in. Let's talk to him. And while just wait, before we get into that, before we bring Brad on, I wanted you to see this one quick thing that I think you might have some fun with. This is a psychic on a UK radio station, and this is your competition, Brad. Okay, this is who you're up against this morning. Are you ready? Take a look. You got it?
My name's Clinton Baptiste. I'm a medium and a psychic. For those people out there who don't know.
Yeah.
Prediction for 2025.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Thailand.
Really?
Oh, you, Dom, it's more Poland.
Right.
I'm seeing for you, a parasol.
Okay.
You're more Anusol. That's you. All right? Get that looked at.
Get it looked at.
Bit of E45, that'll clear up.
It will.
All right, so Bradley Forbes is a professional Reiki and shamanic walk, which you'll have to tell us about. I don't know what the fuck that is. And he uses numerology to analyze life cycles and assist individuals in achieving goals. His deep set method allows for personal change and, oh, look at this, creates a new consciousness. He's also, for his sins, he is the life partner of Lorraine Maisel, who you may remember from previous shows. We love to pieces, but she's also a raving lunatic. So I don't know. First of all, Brad, welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know how you've put up with Law. I mean, how's she that going for you? Did you see her in your future?
Well, interesting story. Like, I listened to your caption there, and you gave the – and one thing you missed out was relationships. People always want to know about relationships.
Absolutely. So I always leave that out because I'm the only one in the world who doesn't. Okay.
So when Lorraine and I met, we met on Tinder, and Lorraine gave me the wrong date. So when she gave me the right date, I said to her
– So you lied about your birth date?
She lied about the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, she didn't want you to know how old she was, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
What a cheek.
And I told her she's going to become addicted to me. And she said she does not get addicted to men.
So, I don't know about that. Okay, so just tell me first, let's just settle the actual, you know, things you do here. So what is, so Reiki, I've always got this wrong. Is that the thing where people just move the hands over you?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't actually touch you, but they move their hands like, I can feel this, I can do that. And
any time they touch is in the beginning when they touch your they stand behind you and they put their hands over your shoulders.
Right.
And from there, they use energy to find out where your blockages are.
How do you learn that? How do you study that?
You just go to a school. There's many schools here in South Africa. And
because I know lots of people who have been treated by these Reiki professionals, and they say it really works. It helps them.
Yeah.
You ever done it, Ted?
My mom's actually a Reiki grade one or baby. Yeah.
There we go. So it's all
Thanks
wow.
Much,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, energy healing.
And then what is and it says you're a professional with shamanic walk.
Yeah.
So help me with that, because I know Law used to go on those Native American sweats. You know, you sit in a hut, right? Yeah. You sit in a hut and you just schwitz and schwitz and schwitz. It's hot. It's like, 50 degrees or something the whole fucking time. It sounds like hell.
Yeah.
And all these other sweaty people. What a nightmare. That sounds to me like the holiday from hell. Yeah.
So,
what is the shamanic walk?
So the other day you were talking about ayahuasca ceremonies. So I was actually running a ayahuasca ceremony and I felt this attack in the ceremony, and I didn't know how to protect myself. So after that,
and you were running the ceremony.
I was running the ceremony.
Good Lord! Sorry for the other people who were there.
I know
you felt this attack.
They asked me to run it, so I ran it, and I just felt the attack from. I mean, even in these very spiritual circles, there's a lot of politics. Wherever you go, there's politics,
and there sometimes are bad energies. Yeah. You know, people don't always have a good experience.
I know.
Whether it's mushrooms or it's ayahuasca or whatever else, the thing that people don't seem to understand. Is there is the risk that if you have a lot of demons and you have a lot of things that you're trying to work through, that you're going to have a very uncomfortable and very unpleasant experience. It's going to hopefully help you. It'll bring all those things to the fore and you can then deal with them.
Yeah.
But some people have a terrible time. I mean, I've heard stories about people crying and throwing up and shitting and
The first 2 years I did it.
Don't laugh. It's true.
just the image.
No, it's true.
Someone shitting themselves. You ever had that, Brad?
Well, the first two. So I did it for 9 years. Every second weekend we were doing ayahuasca
That's
ceremonies.
That's quite a lot, Brad. Your brain's still working okay?
It's hundreds. The first 2 years purging and releasing and letting go. And then after 2 years, you integrate the medicine and then you start to journey.
How many ayahuasca experiences did you have altogether?
Over 300.
300?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought I'd met someone once who'd done a lot when they said they'd done 12, but 300?
Yeah, we used to do it every single
You think you
weekend.
Were addicted to it?
Well, it was more community. You get into a community and you actually get addicted to the community.
This is just what you guys do every week.
Yeah, and then after the ceremony, you come together and you basically form this like family. And through like spending 9 years with this group of people, you get to know people and you get to know them families and through that there's the addiction.
Okay, so you're in this ceremony and you get this attack from this entity. And what did it want? It wanted you to...
Well, it was actually coming from a person because...
Oh, one of the people in the...
because, I mean, understand that he's been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
They asked me to run the ceremony. All of a sudden, I am in the front there.
Shit.
Pouring the medicine and I could feel it. So after that, I decided to go look for a shaman. I was in Cape Town at the time, and I started walking with a shaman.
Every third person in Cape Town's a shaman, aren't they? Okay, so you started walking with a shaman, but does that mean you actually go on walks?
No, well,
is it a spiritual shamanic walk?
Yeah, so basically, you're going to.
You're not climbing Table Mountain.
No.
All right.
No. You do ceremonies, and then basically, but this is what they call a chinupa, which is the peace pipe, and you use the peace pipe to connect to your ancestors.
Okay, and what did you discover?
Well, you discover, so after I was, you're going to, as an apprentice, you just feel this connection to a higher source, and then you have to put on beads, and then you walk with beads, which slows down the energy. So before, like walking in a mall is very hard, difficult, because you just feel all this energy, but after you go in the apprenticeship, you just feel energy just slows down. And you can just like read it so much.
You can make sense of things.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got to know Brad through law because he did, you did a whole year plan for me once. It's probably about 2-3 years ago now. And he gave me an analysis based on date of birth and all that kind of thing of what my year would be like. And I mentioned to Tana earlier that when you did that for me, it was like, it was pretty accurate. I mean, I had more or less the year that you'd set out for me. You said there was going to be a lot of travel. There'd be all kinds of things that happened at certain times. You told me when it was a good time to take a risk, when it wasn't. And I thought this was pretty interesting. I mean, I'm a lot more open-minded about these things now than I might have been sort of 20 years ago. I would have got you in here and said, oh, well, there's a lot of shit. And why would you waste your time and all that stuff? And I don't know, maybe it's effect of getting older and being a little bit wiser and realizing you don't know all the answers. That's a humility thing. But it's also that for so many people, the stuff that you do provides them with a very real feeling of control, of safety, of connection. And I don't think it's anybody's business to go around breaking that down necessarily, especially if it's not for them. I mean, don't you agree that some people... They want certain things. Why should you prevent them from having them? Just because you don't agree with them necessarily. And maybe you'll even change your mind, become one of those people.
Absolutely. I mean, people need to have their own opinions. They need to believe in what they need to believe in to get to what they need to get to. And I mean, if I look at myself, I mean, there's things where, you know, if I reflect back, I wish I didn't, but I also learned because of that.
Sure.
And, you know, it's all just a journey and an experience. So there's no right or wrong. It's just the consequences thereof.
Are you still doing these charts for people? And you have a lot of clients and you talk to them every day.
Majority
you
send overseas,
them and so you send them a little voice note every single day, about what their day might have in store for them and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about numerology because that's a whole other thing and that you've been doing for years.
Yeah.
So numerology has to do with what effectively the numbers mean, where they come from, how each number represents a bunch of different ideas or concepts. And there are definitely things about the numbers that are universally true. I mean, the number one, you know, the leader, one is going to be the pioneer, the first of many, the person who tries stuff for the first time, makes things happen, is very much a driver. That's a number one, and that's what people would associate with a number one. Give me some of the other ideas around the other numbers.
So I like to associate it to story because if you look at Joseph Campbell's work, The Hero's Journey.
Joseph Campbell?
He was born in 1904.
Okay.
He released this book in just like 1949.
Okay.
And Hollywood bases their formula on all their movies. So basically, if you've seen one movie, you've seen them all.
You said The Hero's Journey. Okay. Yeah. So this is like, you have your hero takes on a challenge, fails once or twice, then starts to win, and it tells you the story, and eventually you want to be living the same way.
He looked at all people's lives, and he found that everyone has the same story. And that's why movies, when you go to movies, you can associate emotion to it. So it's the best way to describe is through numbers. So like the number one is the call to adventure.
Right.
So, and then normally in the, when there's a call to adventure, the hero says, nah, I don't want to go. This is too much of a journey.
They feel safe.
Yeah. So that's the number two is like, no, I don't want to do this. It's like too hard. It's too difficult. So that's why whenever you go into a 2 year, it's a hard, like one of the hardest years to go through, because you basically have to be patient and you have to slow down. And then comes the three, and then all of a sudden something opens up on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you basically cross the threshold. So you accept the journey, and that's exciting. You know, you get the job offer, and all of a sudden you got this imagination of like,
and
where you're going to go.
Three is a very creative time for most people.
So the three is a very creative year. It's a very, can be an incredible year, but it can also be a year that can bring you to your knees. And then you go onto the job. So basically the hero then goes to the adventure, and now reality sets in. So you go to this new job, and now you realize, okay, I've actually got this really hard boss, and I have to prove myself. So reality sets in, and now you have to do the work. So that's the four. So
four is very much about discipline,
correct,
learning the rules,
correct,
coming to terms with the jungle gym that you're going to swing from, etc.
Rituals, habits.
Got you.
Yeah. And then the five is when things open up, things start to change. And this is where things can either get really exciting or very stressful.
Okay.
So like, let's say you jumped into this job, you don't like this job, and now all of a sudden you're feeling the stress and the pressure, and now you're questioning if you did the right thing. So either people will then make a change around that, or they endure the stress and pressure and push through to the six. And the six is normally when it's I call it the protection year. So it's a very nurturing, giving, loving year. And this is normally when the hero falls in love in the story. So he finds the girl and finds his love, and then everything's
that's
great.
Number six.
Okay. Then number seven is when the truth is revealed. So basically the hero is hiding something about themselves, and then it's revealed.
That's the seven experience, right?
The all is lost. So basically,
and it can be a very spiritual.
That's right.
Seven is the holy number,
internal,
and all of those things,
so,
right?
Yeah. So you're thinking, you're contemplating, you're analyzing internally. Yeah. Because of this event that's happened. And then the eight is basically when, so the seven could also represent going into the cave. If you actually look at the number, it represents, if you look at the shape is like the surface, and
it's
then
almost like
going into the tunnel.
Yeah.
And think about when the hero goes into the tunnel, he has to go face the dragon to go find this piece of power to fight the big monster or demon. And that's the number eight. So the eight will always throw you a challenge, and whenever the challenge comes, you have to overcome your challenge, because on the other side of your challenge is your confidence, your courage. And then once you defeat your demons, you are liberated. And that's where you get your power. And normally in the 8 year, this is where your abundance, opportunities really come to fruition. And then we move into the nine, which we're going into next year. So the planet is moving into a 9 year. And this is like where we have to detach from the story. It's the return home. And the best way to describe it is, if you think about Back to the Future, everyone's seen Back to the Future, right? Remember the end of the story when Marty McFly is sitting at the traffic lights, and Biff pulls up and he says, hey, Marty, you want to race?
And he goes, nah.
And he goes, nah. So he says, and he knows how to push his
brains. You come back, you level up.
And he says, what are you, chicken? And you know, that just like pushes Marty's button.
Yeah.
So he puts a car into gear, puts the accelerator down, and as the lights turn green, instead of going forward, he goes back. And before he went on the journey, he would have gone forward. And when the car spins around, they look out the back window, and
I love the way you've explained this. This makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I think it might be fun. I mean, you mentioned, like, I've got all these eights in my number, so I've got day,
you got an
month.
Incredible code, 8-8.
It's a lot of... a lot of eights there, so lots of fighting dragons, which is great. Love it. No going into caves or being happy in domestic bliss. It's all fucking fighting dragons. So here are the James and Flex and Tanners. So take a look at those while I introduce the idea here. And by the way, we're not going to now go and do everybody in the comment sections numerology, but I think it could be interesting to see what kind of a year people have. Just by way of the year 2025 being a nine, the way you work that out is 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 and 5 is 9.
Yeah.
And there's a zero there, which you don't count, obviously. And you can do this with any year, any number. And you can also figure out then that, obviously, a 10 doesn't exist because 10 is 1 and 0, so you go back to 1.
But there are
also these other numbers that break the rules, right? Like an 11.
Yeah, the 11 is a master 22. Number. 22, master number.
Right. What are those?
So you actually are 22.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
So is that a good thing or is it a bad thing?
No, it's a really good thing.
We're talking Mother Teresa or Adolf Hitler? What are we talking about?
Which side of the spectrum?
Well, I think Mother Teresa was at the same. I think she was born in the same
day.
So
Jesus, funnily enough, is an 11. Mother Teresa and
yeah, Adolf she was also an
22s. So yeah, you've got to look at these things carefully because they can make you, frightened if those are the examples you got to follow. But what does it mean if you're an 11 or a 22?
So 11 just means that you got a message to deliver to the people, okay, and you got a spiritual responsibility. But that just means you're gonna only flourish in your 40s. So life, you have to go through this life of learning and going through hardships and pain and suffering. Because when
it's like you get extra burdens, but you get extra points.
Yeah. And it's right from a young age. Oh. Right from a young age. So you'll have a really struggled childhood.
Yeah.
And then life prepares you to help other people.
And the 22?
And the 22 is what we call the master builder. So the master builder is the wants to build up structures and wants to build significant things for humanity. Like Leonardo da Vinci was also 22, and his story and how he shifted and changed.
That's why he and his story is why I hate the saying "jack of all trades."
Yeah,
even though it's part of a much longer saying, and people only know "jack of all trades, master of none." Which isn't exactly what was written all those years ago, but he was a master of many things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he said, like people said, "I wish I was like you," and he said, "Well, only if you knew how hard I worked."
Well, didn't Elon Musk say this just the other day? I don't know what his numbers are.
Yeah, he was actually born in 9, so he was born in the 1st of June.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because he said a while ago,
28th of June.
Yeah, he said in an interview, somebody said, "Oh, it must be really nice to be you." And he said, "You wouldn't want to live in my head with all the things that are going on there." Yeah. So I think that whatever goes for Leonardo da Vinci here goes for Elon as well. Okay, so, I mean, let's talk about 2025 and the 9 year because it's going to be different for everybody, obviously.
Yeah.
But for all of us, since that's the year, and people also dispute the calendar and all this kind of thing, but these are the ways that people have lived for at least, 2,000 years now. This is the calendar we've adopted. Yeah. So it does have some relevance to the way that things might turn out. What does a 9 mean for the world? What does it mean for our country? What does it mean for a general? And with your 300 ayahuasca journeys, you must have some insight as to kind of what it means for humanity that we're at the stage. It keeps, even for somebody like me who's kind of practical and doesn't really get too much into the spiritual stuff, it feels like we're waiting for something to happen. And it has felt like this for a while, whether it's a major change in the way we behave, AI, the fact that, we're going to have quantum computing around the corner that's going to make everything else that we do seem completely hopeless and slow and stupid. Whether it's the fact that we're becoming a whole lot more smart than probably our bodies and our evolved brains can handle. Yeah. The fact that we're living at a time where we're not necessarily looking after the things that have got us this far, and we're jumping ahead in leaps and bounds that we maybe shouldn't. Am I wrong to feel that things are building up to something?
Well, you have to look at we can look into the 9 year, but you have to look at the bigger picture of where we are now.
Right.
So we work with smaller cycles, which we're looking at next year, but then we also look at the big cycles. So we look at 90 year cycles. So if you work with 90 years back, Sure. World War II. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you go 90 years back from there.
The beginning of it or the end?
So it was the beginning. Beginning.
Okay.
So we, if you think about it, we are pushing up to something big. Okay.
Sure.
And then 90 years before that was the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Okay. 90 years before that was the start of the Industrial Revolution. 90 years before that was the bubonic plague, as well as the London burnt down, the big fires of London.
So it's like disasters.
It's
disasters. This is not great.
But think about what comes out of disasters, new technologies and new thinking and new ways of doing things.
Renewal.
Yeah. Basically, we rethink. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try a new approach. And then, yeah, 90 years before that, the first atlas, as well as astronomers have witnessed a supernova in the sky, which shattered the beliefs around the church. And the church hold stopped around that time. And plus, also the Gregorian calendar was introduced around that time.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you can go back. And then before that was the Renaissance. So, yeah, so we can say we are in our own renaissance now. So that's like the big cycle.
So that's good.
It's very good,
I'm
yeah.
trying to find yeah. the silver lining here. You're talking about wars and fucking calamities. I want us to feel good about this, but okay.
Well, think about what comes after is the Golden Age. So that's what you have to think about. It's like what happened in the 50s, 60s. You know, we had the baby boomers come and literally they said, okay, let's do things different, new technologies.
It was the first period of like prolonged peace in the world. People decided it wasn't worth arguing over territory and fighting for resources to the degree that, you know, we built things like at that stage, the League of Nations, the United Nations. The point of that was to stop humanity from just endless wars. And I think that there's also a feeling at the moment, certainly in American politics, if you look at the kind of people who Trump's got around him, these guys want to stop that sort of nonsense of forever wars and endless wars. I feel like things are looking bright. And I don't believe that that's just a feeling. It's borne out by some of the things that we do see happening in the real world.
Okay, now we come to the 9 year. So basically what came out of the 9 year, if you think about history, so Google started in the 9 year. Tesla, the first Tesla was released. The first iPhone was released. So these are things that transform humanity. Okay. As well as Monopoly was released. The funny story behind that.
Yeah.
A woman actually invented Monopoly in 1904. And then she
But women don't know anything about money.
She wanted to actually highlight the Mongols that were buying properties. And she actually called it the anti-Monopoly game.
Oh,
and a guy then said, "Oh wow, let me call it Monopoly and create my own game." And he released it in the 9 year, 1935. Yeah,
sure. All right. So it took a man to perfect.
Then Netflix started streaming in the 9 year. So a lot of like.
So things, there's a lot of innovation and
transformation, and rethinking.
Totally novel thought that goes on at this time. Okay, you got
transforming,
us excited.
Transforming humanity.
All right, so let's just take a look at the. The producers quickly. So we've got James and Flex sitting there.
So just before we get in,
yes.
If the audience just wants to work out their own.
Because people are asking actually. Yeah. How did you know that? Are you psychic? Because people said here, how do I work out my number?
So it must be the 300 Ayahuascas.
Okay, must be. He's connected to you, ladies and gentlemen. You just need to ask the question in the comment section and Brad will intuit what you want.
It's quite simple. So, like, let's just say you are born on, let's say, the 25th of December, right?
Okay.
You take 2, 5.
Right.
Okay. Plus 1, 2.
7, 8, 9, 10.
And then you just.
So, it's a 1. Yeah. So, that's your number.
So, 7 plus 3, 1. Okay. So, you'll be in a 1 year.
Right.
Okay. So, that's how you work it out. The 9 year is pretty simple. You don't have to do calculations. Because the 9 is a magical number as well. It's got magical qualities.
Right. You can actually cross off the 9s in a date of birth because they don't count.
Yeah. So like if you times any number by 9, it will come back to the number. If you add any number to the 9, it comes back to the number.
8 and 1, 1 and 8, 7. Yeah.
It's got this magical 7 and 2 quality.
So, yeah.
That's why we said returns to home. Okay. So we.
So are 9 people especially attuned to this kind of thing? Are you a 9?
No. I'm a 2.
Okay.
11 life paths.
I would have thought you were a 9. This is why I don't do this professionally and you do.
Yeah.
Are you into this, Tanner? Are you falling
I'm asleep? Loving it.
Okay. Just checking. Okay, so tell us some stuff.
Okay, so Tanner, will be in a 4-year next year. Okay. So the 4-year can sometimes be a hard year, but the way to get through the 4 is routines, like your morning routine, right? Get into rituals. And the 4 likes to do things over and over and over. And sometimes we say that that's crazy to get somewhere, but it's getting disciplined and just doing the work. And basically you're creating a foundation for something. And it's something that you started. So this is a story that we are bringing, that we all started in 2017, which was the last 1 year. So we bring in that story to a close. If you think about what you were doing in 2017, that whole story is now coming to an end.
Wow. Yeah.
So then that's for everyone. Yeah.
You really have to think back. I mean, it feels like ages ago, but okay. So that's when we would have started this cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, and then, so basically it's just discipline, discipline, hard work, and just showing up, being on time, not being late, because the 4 can be very hard. You have to just, it's very precise. It's very controlled and it likes things in order.
Sorry, Tan, hard work for you, dude. Yeah.
Love it. Bring it on.
Not afraid.
So I would start the year by getting organized, cleaning up, putting everything in its place, getting rid of things that you don't want.
You kind of are doing that already.
Well, that's the irony,
Okay, well, thank God you got a good woman. Otherwise, you'd have been totally fucking up by now.
Possibly.
Okay, so a very unkind comment here from Raven. James is fucked. We don't need numbers to know this. James, that's very unkind, right? Not very nice. So how about James? Will he have a better year? I'm not saying he's fucked, but will he have a better year in the next year?
Okay, so he's also in going into, so that's a 11th of the second, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically
11th also, of February, right? Okay.
He's also going into a
11th of February. Aren't those people just doomed to hell? That's what I heard.
Well, 11th of February, actually, they got good looks. So he's actually, he's got a vibration about him and an attraction.
Are you fucking blind?
A gentleness, a calmness. So he's got the 2-2s in the front of his code.
Okay, that's so good. It's like, so that means good looks.
Yeah, good looks. Huh. Also a very calming, very gentle person to be around. Instantly you like him.
Okay, and, I got you.
Yeah, right, so he's a very good with people person. He's also going into a 4-year. So basically, same rules apply.
Yeah. Hard work, James.
Yeah, lots of hard work. Foundation.
He said,
oh, no. Okay, how about Flex? He's had a rough year as well. Flex, we're ready for a good one now. Let this be the year of bounty. Okay, how's he looking?
Okay, interesting, because the 5-year can be a tough year. If you're not
but it's
aware.
A year of change.
But now he's going into a 6. So 6-year is a very protective year, and it's an abundant year. It brings a lot of abundance opportunities.
Lots of children.
Yeah, like it actually represents family, relationships, responsibilities.
Sure.
So this is the time that, so the 6 is what we call the marriage or divorce number. Okay.
Oh, so Flex, this is your December bonus again. You got to get out there, dude.
Come right around.
This is your year to score. All right.
Yeah, for next year.
So, next year. Yeah. Only after New Year.
Yeah, James, I wouldn't do it this year.
Tell Flex not to do anything before New Year.
The interesting thing is if you meet somebody in a 5-year or get married in a 5-year, the chances are that marriage is going to end.
Oh.
Yeah, or you're going to just like be at stress with each other. So if you're going to get into a relationship with someone in a 5, it's just for fun.
Okay. So it must be like a once off.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 is
I'll get
more,
you an Uber in the morning. That kind of shit. That's kind of what Law was thinking would happen with you two when you got together. Look at you now. Okay. All right. That's very good. So actually, guys, I mean, there isn't a bad or a good. All of this is just part of the story.
It's all part of the
what
story.
What am I doing this year?
You're going into a 7. Okay.
Oh, spiritual.
So 7 is like
the year I'm going to start my mega church. This is my year, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to start my mega church. We're going to be spraying doom and having people eat the grass and lighting our farts and getting closer to the spirits. You think I'm joking? Flex, you think that's funny, eh? With your shitty fucking 6-year. Wait till you get to your 7. All right. So what does this actually mean for me?
So basically for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you, it's going internal, rethinking things. So basically you are rethinking for your next 1 year. So coming up with new ideas.
Oh.
Yeah. And seeing what works, what doesn't work, and then rethinking things, and then probably in exciting. 3 years' time, everything is going to change.
That's exciting. Yeah. I like the sound of that. Okay, so there are obviously people in the world who have a tremendous and outsized effect on things. What do you think the effect of politicians, people like the president of South Africa, the president of the United States, the leaders of the world, whoever they may be, because actually I think we've got a major crisis in terms of leadership.
Yeah.
I think there are too many people in the world, and particularly in South Africa, who are actually probably not the kind of people we would have chosen to be leaders, but there they are, for good or bad. Maybe their own ambition got them there. But do you think those people have an outsized effect on what happens?
But like in the bigger scheme of things? Like,
yeah, I mean, to the point that there's that the numbers will bear this out. You know, the numbers will say, well, yes, Cyril's the kind of guy who would put money in his sofa, for example. Yeah. Doesn't tell you that stuff.
Well,
it could.
It could, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Took enough ayahuasca, you could see how much money Cyril's got in his sofa. You'd astral travel there and take a look.
Yeah, so with Cyril, he's got something missing in his code, which that's why he's all talk and no action.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
Now you see, that's interesting.
Yeah. And if you think about what's happening with South Africa now, and if you look at what the ANC is going into next year, I think a lot more stuff is coming to the surface. If you think about John Steenhuisen,
yeah.
If I was John Steenhuisen,
I don't really, but yeah.
I wouldn't have actually gone into the ministry. I would have actually put someone else there, and he should have been
You see, he should have called you up.
Yeah,
because this is where Brad knows his stuff. Okay, he's right. This guy's Minister of Agriculture.
Yeah, I know.
And he should stop eating. Stops at every Shell Ultra City on his way to check out the farms for pork crackling or something. I don't know. It's not a good look. Okay.
For example, like if you look at Princess Diana,
yes,
she got married in a 9 month.
Oh, is this a bit bad?
Yeah, that's so. Like Johnny Steenhuisen was in a 9 year last year. This year, and to take that ministry and next year, watch around November what happens.
He must have drive through tunnels in Paris anytime soon. That's not a good idea, right?
I know. Just keep your eyes on what's going to happen in November with John Steenhuisen.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
No,
I don't think it's going to be good. Ah. I think this canoe's got a lot of holes in it, and it's busy sinking. Ooh. If you ask me.
Well, okay. What is the best number? I know that this is a difficult thing to answer, but what kind of number would you want to have for this coming year?
I got on each limb. I got an 8.
Okay, so 8's the lucky one.
8's the best number.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the most powerful.
That would be my next year after this one.
Yeah, that's your next
year. So, all right, what happens in the 8th year? You mentioned earlier that it's the dragon slaying, it's the reward, it's the abundance, all that stuff. But what sort of practical things do people who might be going into an 8th year, and there's probably a couple of people who are calculating that they'll be doing this now, what could they look forward to? Why is it such a great year?
Well, the themes are money, power, leadership, control.
All the things we like.
Yeah. And politics.
Money, power, leadership, control. Fantastic. That's what I wanted for Christmas. How did you know? Right? That's all I want.
If you think about this year was an 8th year for the planet. And if you think about what themes are running for the world, it's all about money, power, leadership, and control.
But in some ways, it's about the fall of those things. Because
that's what happens in the 8th year, the rise of dictators, the fall of dictators.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like the sort of thing Gareth would do besides the numbers. Don't know about you all, but this year so far has done great changes, and the Real Network introduced great shows too. Well, thank you, Judas. That's very sweet of you. And yes, we will be delivering on that front too. So that's also going to be a big part of what we're doing here this year, practically, next year rather. And does it actually kick in on New Year's Day?
Kicks in on New Year's Day.
Is that how it happens?
So there's different beliefs around when it happens for an individual, but for the planet, on the 1st of January. Kicks in. The numbers change. For individuals, I've seen truth in both, and the one truth that changes around your birthday. So I've seen things come around your birthday.
Some people get a bit uptight around their birthday, and some people love their birthday. I was having this conversation with someone the other day. It depends entirely on your personality, I suppose. But for some people, birthdays are a very scary thing.
Yeah.
Because that's when your actual cycle kicks in differently, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. And then basically it's just like embracing what you, like your cycle and knowing what you're in. And once you know, basically you can make better choices.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know?
I know. I want to know everything. But well, no, I like the fact that, you know, you're giving yourself an indication that may already be there, but you've also got a little bit of clarity in terms of, like you say, routine, define yourself, you know, find momentum, create momentum.
I want to prove that I'm that I have psychic powers and I'm a clairvoyant. Okay, can I prove this to you?
Yeah. Let's go, G.
I am 100% convinced that there will be a lot of people in South Africa on the 1st of January with a huge hangover.
We'll have to wait and see.
I think that's what's going to happen. People are going to be, there's my mega church. See, we're going to build it next year. That's right. The Gareth Tiff mega church. We need, there we go. That's excellent. I love that, guys. It's just not big enough. Because we're going to fill up. You know how these mega churches are serious business, right?
Yeah.
And in my 7 year, that's what we're going for. So bring it on. Do you think that people are opening up? You mentioned your 300 ayahuasca experiences. People are opening up to the idea of ancient plant medicine that is now, I mean, you hear everybody talking about it. You hear people have all had some kind of experience. A lot of people are very curious about the experience. Some people are already very into it. I think we've been missing out on something for a couple of years. There was that gap where, you know, governments and education and the system, whatever that is, decided that these things are probably not a good idea. And they were put on the back burner for a long while. They're coming back. I feel that.
Like spiritual awakening.
Well, I mean, people actually taking mushrooms, going on ayahuasca journeys.
You hear a lot of legalization
this everywhere now. Yeah, I think it might just be a very interesting year for psychedelics, for all of that stuff.
So, I mean, ayahuasca is technically illegal.
Sure.
But it's protected if it's under a church.
Oh, see, another reason to start that church. We'll call it the Church of Ayahuasca of our Lord.
Yeah. So that's how you protect yourself, is you become a church and then you can practice it.
Keep talking, Brad. I'm seeing a business plan develop here. And I like the look of it.
There we go.
Hell yeah. Come in, free ayahuasca for everyone over the age of 18. Come for the ayahuasca, stay for the snacks. That'll be our punchline. No, I do believe that this is, it's probably, I mean, a country like South Africa, we've got a lot of trauma. Okay, we've got a history that's full of complicated relationships between all kinds of people for various reasons. We've also got lots of hurt within families, people who are struggling. There are people who are really in survival mode 24/7. And I know a lot of people use weed to cope with that, and some people use alcohol to cope with that. Those are not great substances for spiritual awakening. They just mask the pain. They're like a plaster that you put on a big wound. But I think that if everybody in South Africa had to have, and they've done research now, they're going to be doing more in the future, micro doses of this and small amounts of that, and people who have terrible PTSD being treated with MDMA, for example. We're seeing the world opening up to this stuff. Whether or not you are a scientist of this kind of medicine, if you're somebody who actually understands what the chemical makeup of things like dimethyltryptamine are and how they exactly work on the brain, how they confuse the synapses and open things up because they approach something that looks a lot like the serotonin molecule. That's all very interesting. But for many people, it's just an opening of doors that have been very closed and an opportunity for them to maybe improve themselves, grow a little, learn new things. That's never a bad thing.
No, and that's a very good point for next year. First of all, apartheid started coming apart in a 9 year. So this is when F.W. de Klerk actually went to go meet with Mandela in his jail cell in the 9 year. Okay. And also the Berlin Wall came down 9 year. And then it's a great year to go into.
Remember that year, it was in 89.
Yeah, 89. Mm-hmm.
You can cross off, just look at 1989. Just cross off the two nines, add the eight and the one, you got a nine. That's how you know it's a 9 year.
Yeah. And then this year going into good for getting skills, good for sharing knowledge, attaining knowledge that you will actually use now for the next cycle that's coming for the next 1 year. It's also a great time to start preparing the soil for planting new seeds.
Right.
So, because it actually, the nine, if you add 1 + 2 + 3 + 4 + 5 + 6 + 7 + 8 + 9, you get to 45. 4 + 5 = 9.
Right.
So the 9 has all the numbers in it. Okay. So that's why we don't associate it with anything. So it's got, it can be a 1, it can be a 2, it can be a 3, whatever you
want. All right, so listen, there are going to be people who listen to this and who want to have you give them personalized information, because obviously what you're doing for us now is very general.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get hold of you, Brad?
Just on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp?
Yeah.
You're going to actually give out your number to the crazy people who are watching this into this show. Yes, sis. You better have some personal assistants that are able to filter this stuff. Okay, but seriously, go for it.
Okay.
You're not afraid because you know what's out there. You've been attacked in ayahuasca ceremonies. You're okay.
Yeah.
You're fine. And Tanner's got his gun. So go for it.
It's 060-507-3959.
If you missed it, too bad. Then you're not meant to connect with Brad. I think this is amazing. And there are people, I mean, Max Sony says too risky in my opinion. Oh, look, they've put your number on the screen. That's terrific, guys. I really is going to get the lunatics. Max Sony says too risky in my opinion. Obviously, if you're going to get a consultation on your numbers, that's fine. But I think what Max is talking about here is that some people are probably, it's a good idea for them to avoid any kinds of chemicals. I mean, particularly if you are in a very, very bad place and things are looking very, very dark and you don't have anyone to talk to and you think this is going to solve your problems, it's not a good idea. I mean, you need to have, first and foremost, connections with people and people who have your best interests at heart. And I would advise that nobody should do any of that stuff, and I'm sure you will too, unless you are absolutely aware of what could happen, because it can go right or it could go wrong. And you should probably not do any of that unless you've at least spoken to a doctor about it, because who knows what your own brain chemistry might be. It might not be a good idea for you. We heard a couple of stories about this this dude who shot the guy in New York, the United Healthcare CEO. Yeah. And that guy supposedly also had done a lot of plant medicine.
Yeah.
So it is not always good for everybody. Let's just be very clear on that.
100%.
When I'm talking about it, I'm talking about people I know and personal experience that have brought the best out in people. I don't see it as negative, but there are lots of reasons to be nervous about this stuff. So I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea and say, oh, we're now advocating this crap.
So a recommendation is, if you're going to take it, understand that you're not going to be physically, well, spiritually in your body for 9 months. Yeah, you're literally going to be detached.
Is it for that long?
It's that long.
That's ayahuasca, huh?
It's ayahuasca. One session of ayahuasca can
for 9 months.
9 months, but in a lot of
think about it. Holy
a
shit!
A lot of subconscious stuff comes
but
up.
But I heard the angels sing. Guys, this mega church has got to happen. I'm even hearing signs from God. Well, you know, Brad, if we've learned anything, it's that I've got to start this mega church. Yeah. I love this. This is amazing. Okay. Any other last things that you want to know, Tanner? Anything else that anybody wants to ask in the comments section before we wrap it up for this morning? Got one more show. Friday's show is our last show for the year. Guys, anything from you? Is Flex going to get his December bonus of some like nice machosha? Yeah, hopefully, he says. There's a machosha for all of us, Flex. Got to find the right one. Shame. And she doesn't have to be a machosha. I mean, let's be fair. You know, that's not how it works for everybody. Then, by the way, TRN, can the background of the comments on the screen be reduced somewhat? It's too bright. White's too bright. Mac, since when are you our creative designer here? Thanks for that comment, but ignore Mac. You have to abstain from everything. Is this true? When you do ayahuasca, do you abstain from all of it? Meat, sex, all of that stuff?
Yeah.
100%. Really?
No, alcohol. Seven days, you're on a special diet.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that'll put a lot of people off. They'll go, oh, well, no, then I'm out.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Very, very good. I missed about 10 minutes, so I have to go back, says Bitcoin. But yes, luckily for you, this show is available always on YouTube. You can also follow us on all the other social media and you will get regular updates. By the way, we've got brand new shows for On the Bounce and for Let's Talk Man happening the whole way through December too. So you will not be left alone. There will be new, fresh content for you all the way through. The Shady Podcast also live again for this week and then taking a quick break, but plenty of good stuff right here on the Real Network. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay.
What a pleasure. It's lovely to see you again, Brad. And if you want to get hold of Brad, the number was on the screen just a short while ago. You can get hold of him and maybe he can help you figure things out, plan your life for the next couple of days. So very nice to see you. Tanner, look after things. Don't destroy.
Build.
Let's make it happen. Yeah. Very, very good. I'll see you just after Christmas. All right. Have a happy week, everybody. We'll see you on Friday morning. Ciao.
Manners, je vinger uit mijn anus. Doe niet zo abnormaal. Doe niet zo animaal. Manners, haal je vinger uit mijn anus. Doe weg die poot. Of je krijgt een stoot.
Oh Nel, ik ben biseksueel. Maar ja, ik kan daar niks aan doen. Je hebt zo'n mooie kont, zo mollig en zo rond. Oh wat een gat, wat een gevoel is dat.
Het mannen, al je vinger uit mijn